All right. So this time we're doing things a little differently.
Okay.
Instead of, an article, a podcast, something neat and packaged, you've handed us something much more raw, a collection of Nostra notes. It's kind of like, I don't know, being dropped into a town square and just
Oh, wow.
overhearing snippets of conversations. I had everything and nothing. But, amongst the noise, there are these fascinating threads that start to emerge. I will admit, this is my first deep dive into like raw Nostra data. I'm used to curated feeds, so this feels exciting, like a treasure hunt for knowledge.
Well, I like it.
But luckily, I have an expert guide with me to help us navigate this unfiltered world. So
Let's go.
for those who might not speak decentralized social network fluently, what exactly is Nostra? How is it different from, the social media giants we know?
So imagine a social network where there's no Mark Zuckerberg, like no central authority calling the shots. That's essentially what Nostra aims to be. It's less of a platform, more of a protocol, like a shared language for communication. Anyone can set up what's called a relay to host and share these notes, like independent bulletin boards all chattering away across the globe.
Gotcha.
And this makes it inherently resistant to censorship because there's no single point of control.
Okay, so instead of Twitter deciding what trends, it's more like a network of independent voices.
You got it.
Okay.
And this collection that you've shared is like a snapshot of those voices in action.
Yes.
We're seeing discussions about tech, philosophy, personal anecdotes, often intertwined in surprising ways.
I did notice that. One minute it's cryptography, the next it's someone venting about their family.
Exactly.
Yeah, but let's rewind a bit. I keep seeing this web of trust or WOTE debate.
Yes.
What is that about?
Yes, the quest for trust in a trustless environment. You see, with no central authority, Nostra needs ways to combat spam
Right.
and build a reliable reputation system.
Okay.
That's where WOTT comes in.
Okay.
Instead of your entire online identity being tied to, say, your Bitcoin transaction history,
Right.
WOTT is more about who you trust and who trusts them.
So kind of like vouching for someone in the real world. Like, hey, I trust this person. Maybe you should too. Or
Exactly.
whatever.
It's about leveraging those social connections to build a decentralized reputation system. We actually see this reflected in Uxo, the webmaster's note. They've compiled a list of WOTT relays, each using different approaches. Some rely on proof of work, others use paywalls, or even AI for spam detection.
That's quite a variety. It seems like, I don't know if this is the beauty or the headache of Noster, but there isn't one right way to do things.
You hit the nail on the head. It's an evolving experiment. And this ties back to an earlier note we saw from E2CCCF7CF. They were criticizing relying solely on on-chain payments for everything in 2024. They were arguing that it's inefficient and potentially limiting for widespread adoption.
Right.
WOTT offers a potentially more nuanced solution.
So it's fascinating to see these different approaches to online trust playing out in real time. Do you think this web of trust thing could actually work on a larger scale?
That is the million-dollar question. It
Yeah.
has its proponents and its critics. Some argue it's prone to manipulation, while others see it as a vital experiment. In a world grappling with digital identity and online security,
Yeah.
only time will tell which approach or combination of approaches will win out.
Right. Well, speaking of things that need winning over,
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice quite a few notes passionately advocating for Bitcoin.
Absolutely. It's clear that Bitcoin and its underlying philosophy of decentralization, it's a core driver for many in the Nostra community. For
Yeah.
example, 37312169 urges people to learn about Bitcoin and even links to an educational video.
Oh, yes. The one titled Bitcoin Fixes This.
Yes.
I have to admit, I chuckled at the title. But the message is certainly a serious one.
It is. It is. The
Yeah.
video, it seems to be a crash course on the importance of Bitcoin, covering topics like sound money, individual sovereignty, breaking free from centralized financial control.
Yeah.
It even delves into how inflation erodes purchasing power over time and how Bitcoin, as a decentralized system, offers a potential solution.
Right. It's almost like someone took that message to heart and is already living it. We have this other note from 2D Fifth Rady BB3. Who recounts this hilarious anecdote about their 9-month-old questioning the fiat system?
Yes, that one was priceless.
I know.
The image of a baby questioning the validity of fiat currency because of the ever-growing national debt. It's funny because it rings true for many in the Bitcoin space.
While exaggerated for comedic effect, it does point to a growing awareness, especially amongst, you know, younger generations about the flaws in traditional financial system.
Exactly.
Yeah. It speaks volumes about kind of these shifting tides of financial literacy. People are seeking alternative paths, and it seems the conversation is starting at a younger age than ever before.
It's like the saying goes, teach a man to fish.
Yeah.
Or in this case, teach a baby about Bitcoin.
And they just might revolutionize the entire financial system.
Now, that's a deep dive I'd love to see. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I think it's time we explore the human side of Noster. Because beyond the tech talk and financial debates, there are real people with real stories being shared.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beneath all the talk of cryptography and decentralization, there's this undeniable human pulse to Noster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in like the technical weeds of it all, but then you stumble upon a note like this one about a Bitcoin bitches meetup in Milan. And it hits you, this is about real people using this technology to connect and build community.
And what's particularly interesting about that note is that it kind of highlights a growing trend of women taking ownership in the Bitcoin space.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just about understanding the technology. It's about financial empowerment and challenging those traditional power structures.
Right. And to see it happening in a place like Italy, which isn't exactly known for readily embracing, you know, Bitcoin payments yet, it speaks volumes.
Right, right.
Although it does remind me, even at Bitcoin conferences, there are times when fiat still reigns supreme.
Indeed. It's a reminder that we're still very much in this transitional phase. But the fact that this group of women in Milan chose to use Bitcoin for their meetup, even if it might not be the norm yet, underscores their commitment to this alternative financial reality.
Yeah.
They're putting their beliefs into action.
It's inspiring to see. Although I have to say, just a few scrolls down, I encountered a starkly different kind of human experience.
Yeah.
We have one of these C74-62,
sharing
his story about their family drama.
Oh, no.
Famous half-sister, strained relationships, the whole shebang.
It's a poignant reminder that no matter how futuristic our technology becomes, human nature remains a constant.
Yeah.
You know, the anxieties, the joys, the complexities of relationships, they all find expression on Noster, interwoven with these discussions about the future of the internet.
Like they say,
yeah,
the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Precisely. And that's what makes Noster such a fascinating, like, microcosm of the human experience. It's a space where technical discussions about, I don't know, scaling solutions can coexist with heartfelt stories about family, dreams, and creative pursuits.
Speaking of creative pursuits, we can't overlook HC7F3D5, this passionate musician, clearly inspired by others on Noster, sharing a video of their piano performance and even dedicating it to someone who introduced them to the platform. Talk about the power of online communities sparking real-world creativity.
And what I find particularly compelling about this note is how this individual's passion really shines through, even potentially transcending language barriers. Music becomes this universal language that fosters connection and encourages growth. They even acknowledge the skill of others in the community and are like pushing themselves to improve. It's a beautiful example of that positive feedback loop that can emerge in these spaces.
And the piece they chose, the theme from Final Fantasy VI, talk about a nostalgic blast from the past. It's like they found their tribe. They found their people who appreciate both their musical talent and their love for, you know, classic video game soundtracks.
It highlights the beauty of shared interests, doesn't it?
It does.
How connecting with art forms, even across cultures and generations, can forge the sense of belonging and shared experience.
For sure.
I particularly enjoyed their comment about how they just wanted to, like, casually practice, but they were so inspired by the high bar set by the community.
That's the thing about finding your people online. They challenge you to be better, even in unexpected ways. And sometimes those challenges come in the form of, well, let's just say interesting dreams.
Yeah.
This next note definitely falls into that category.
Are you referring to B976546? Vivid, and might I add, incredibly relatable. Dream about forgetting a college course.
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit, that one made me chuckle.
That closet bursting open analogy for procrastinating on assignments was almost too real.
Yeah.
But beyond the humor, this note got me thinking about the power of the subconscious mind.
Right.
The anxieties we try to suppress. can manifest in unexpected ways, like incredibly detailed dreams years later.
It's true. And the author even draws a parallel between ignoring anxieties and like hiding conflicts in a closet.
Right.
Sometimes confronting those uncomfortable truths head on, even if it's difficult in the moment, can save us from a much larger emotional upheaval down the line.
Wow. You know, I went into this thinking Nostr was all about, you know, hardcore Bitcoiners talking tech. This has really opened my eyes to, you know, the diverse range of human experiences that are playing out on this platform.
That is, yeah.
It's personal. Mm-hmm. It's global. There's humor, anxiety, creativity. It's a lot like the online world we already know.
Mm-hmm.
Just distilled into these, you know, raw, unfiltered notes.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Nostr gives us this unvarnished glimpse into how people are actually using a decentralized platform.
Yeah.
It's not just theoretical. It's a living, breathing testament to, you know, the human desire for connection, expression, even a bit of procrastination.
It really is.
Yeah.
Scrolling through these notes felt like, I don't know, like I was eavesdropping on a global conversation that I wasn't meant to hear, but also couldn't tear myself away from.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads to a big question. If these are the conversations happening now, in Nostr's, you know, relatively early stages, what might this look like in 5 years, 10 years?
It's exciting to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
The possibilities feel endless. Imagine a future where, like, artists and musicians flock to Nostr to connect with fans and collaborators without the control of record labels or algorithms,
right,
where deep philosophical debates unfold in threads, fueled by, you know, diverse voices from every corner of the globe.
Yeah.
Where everyday moments, like those little slices of life, are shared right alongside complex discussions about the future of technology and finance.
It's like holding a seed in your hand and knowing it has the potential to grow into something remarkable, but not knowing exactly what shape that growth will take.
Hmm.
So for our listener out there who's just taking this whirlwind tour through the world of Nostr notes, what would you say is like the most important takeaway? What should they be thinking about, you know, after we sign off here?
I would encourage them to approach Nostr with, you know, with a sense of curiosity and an open mind.
Okay.
Dive into those public relays, see what conversations spark their interest, and don't be afraid to join in. Most importantly, I'd ask them to consider this. Is Nostr just a passing fad? Or could it be like a glimpse into the future of online interaction? A future where individuals have more control, where censorship is resisted, and where, you know, that human element shines through. Even in a world that's increasingly dominated by technology, Nostr's story is still being written, and that, I believe, is a story worth paying attention to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been enlightening, fascinating, and a little bit terrifying all at the same time.
That's the beauty of it.
Until next time.